It's a movement that's captivated many Australian students, and now more are taking to the streets overseas to demand action on climate change. Our reporter Claudia Long has been speaking to some of them.
Today, 15-year-old Scarlett Posnett is skipping school in England, but she says she won't be doing it for fun.
Missing school is a big deal to me. I really enjoy school and I would much rather just go to school and hang out with my friends and take my classes than have to be on the streets like fighting for a future, but I don't feel like I have a choice.
Students in Australia have already taken to the streets as part of the worldwide student strike for climate. They're expected to rally in more than 100 countries. And for many of the young organisers around the globe, this is far from their first strike.
My name is Caitlin Coleman. I am 12 years old, turning 13 in March. And I am a climate activist here in the United States.
Haven Coleman has been protesting in action on environmental issues for 2 years. And now that includes going on strike every Friday for 3 months and counting.
If the adults aren't doing anything for my future, why shouldn't I do something for my future?
While some students are making nation-specific demands, their overarching request is for world leaders to follow through on the Paris Agreement and to limit global warming to less than 1.5 degrees. Australian Education Minister Dan Tehan wanted the strikes to take place outside school hours.
So that they can concentrate on learning while they're at school.
Other leaders, including UK Prime Minister Theresa May, have labelled the strike a waste of lesson time. But student Scarlett Posnett rejects that.
It's completely untrue. This is the existential threat of our generation, and this is something that we'll have to face alone. And, you know, if all students my age can understand how terrifying that is.
But not all UK Conservatives have condemned the children, with UK Environment Secretary Michael Gove praising the students on Twitter.
Collective action of the kind that you're championing can make a difference, and a profound one.
Across the Atlantic in the United States, Haven Coleman supports that.
I keep hopeful because I know what I'm doing is right, and that there's thousands and thousands of other youth across the whole world standing with me.
While some leaders may be hoping for this strike to be the last, for 14-year-old Italian student David Wicker, today's event is far from the end of the road.
Many people say that that is a final point of our strikes, but that is just the beginning, and we will not stop until politicians and governments decide to really take action.
Italian student David Wicker, and that report from Claudia Long.